The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, for I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Just a little thought for you for the day. All through Advent, you hear a lot from the book of the prophet Isaiah, right? Isaiah is sometimes called the fifth gospel because he references the coming Messiah way more than anybody else. But today, I just ask you to think about the name Isaiah. Because the name Isaiah means God is salvation. And if you want a key to understanding the whole book of Isaiah, begin with that. The message of Isaiah is God is salvation. Now, salvation. There's a word you hear thrown about a lot. What does that mean anyway? We always talk about salvation and you hear this word. What is salvation? Well, listen to these promises that Isaiah makes. The wolf will be the guest of a lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the kid, and the baby will play in the cobra's den, and the child lay his hand on the adder's lair, and there will be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as water covers the sea. That's salvation. You don't want to know what salvation is? Salvation is what happens when God's good creation is finally set right. When all of our relationships are set right, when all of our strife is ended, and especially when our relationship with God is set right, that's salvation. And whether you know it or not, that is what you are yearning for. Everyone in the world, whether they know it or not, salvation is actually what they're yearning for. In a world that's been turned upside down, disfigured by sin and perversion, woman against man, race against race, violence, people living as though God does not exist, salvation is to be delivered from all of those things. And what's salvation again? God is salvation. Now, that's what Jesus talked about when he said, I give you praise, Father of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned. Where do the wise and the learned of this world think they're going to find salvation? Well, science is salvation, don't they say? The right candidate for office is salvation. If we can just get the right socioeconomic policy, I'm sure we'll find salvation. Psychology is salvation. The military is salvation. It could be anything. Anything other than where it lies. The wise and the learned can't seem to get the message that God is salvation. And our Lord has revealed this to us. And it begins with you. Salvation isn't, you know, a magic wand and you wave it and the whole world gets righted again. It begins with you, right? So we need to learn this message that Jesus Christ, he is our salvation. And you know, it might seem impossible, but please understand, this always has seemed impossible. When you hear these promises that Isaiah makes back in the first reading, Understand, he's making promises to a group of people who think that God's promises have been betrayed. The northern kingdom of Israel's been overrun by the Assyrians, and the southern kingdom's been overrun by the Babylonians, and the people are living in exile, and the royal line of David has been extinguished, and sounds like all of God's promises have been betrayed. And the great royal tree that was supposed to be the house of David has been cut down. And that's why he says, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse. In God's figuring, and I'm telling you, he's probably going to do this in our own time too. He brings everything to such an extreme degree that it makes it perfectly clear that the salvation only came from him. It wasn't our doing. With God, every circumstance is the potential of a strong new beginning. Every single time. If we welcome him into our hearts, which is what Advent is all about, and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us. St. John Damascene, pray for us.